So we're in D flat major. We got D flat major 7. Da-da. And then 6 is B flat 7. And then E flat minor is the 2 chord. Da-da. Da-da-da-da. So this is, we're going to the 3 chord, which is F minor. But before we get there, we're putting a 5 chord of that. So C7. Da-da-da-da. Here's our F minor, the 3 chord. Da, 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 da. That's B flat minor. And then 2, which is E flat minor. Da, 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 5, which is A flat 7. Alright, that's the A section. Da, da, 1. And then going to 4, which is G flat in this case. And then going to 6, which is B flat minor, so I'm going to stick to 2-5 of that on the way. B flat to 6 chord. Da, 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 da. And then here's the 2 chord. E flat minor 7. Da, 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 da. All right, there's our 5 chord, A flat 7. Now we're back at 2nd A. D flat major 7. Da, 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 da. B flat 7, which is the 6th, E flat minor, and once again we're going to C7 because we're going to F minor. Da, there's our F minor, and then the 6th chord is B flat minor 7, and then here's another 2, E flat minor to go in, and now we're going to 6 instead of 3, the chord I circled, the 6th chord, which is in this case, of course, B flat minor, but we're gonna do the 5 of it, which is F7. Da, da, da. So there's our 6th chord. Da, da. And now we got a 4 minor. Da, da, da. In this case, it's G flat minor. Da, da, da. Back to 1. Da, 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 da. That's a 6, B flat 7. And then 2, E flat minor. Da 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 2-5-1. All right, so I hope that makes sense using the push pins. Now let's go back to the other page and fill in the gaps. So I'm gonna call out the chords as we go along. So D flat major 7, G flat, F minor to B flat 7. Flat minor with D flat in the bass, and then C sus, and then C7, going F minor, and then F7 to B flat minor to B flat dominant, taking us to E flat minor, and then E flat half diminished to A flat 7, back to D flat, and then A flat minor to D flat 7 to G flat major, and now I got a C half diminished to F7, and then B flat minor, F7 back cycling to B flat minor again, and then E flat 7, then E flat minor, B flat 7 back cycling to E flat minor, and then A flat 7, D flat, G flat, F minor, B flat 7 to E flat, over D flat, and then C, C7 sus, and then C7 to F, F7 to B flat, and then B flat altered, and then E flat to, and then now we're going to the 6th chord. So that's B flat minor. Here's our 4 minor, G flat minor. And then a B7. D flat major. G flat. And then, we didn't talk about that yet. It's a half step above. This is a tritone of a F7. So the chord there, we're in the C section bar 4, it's a B7, It's another flat 7 dominant, but its function is like a 5 of 6. We're going to B flat 7, and we have F7 is the 5 of that chord, but the tritone of F7 is B7. So B7 to B flat 7. Alright, takes us to the 6th chord, and then to E flat minor, back cycling B flat 7. Quality change E flat 7 to A flat 7, and then D flat 7. B flat minor. And then you got flat 6, which is A major, and then A flat 7 sus back to the top. Now, if that's too abstract for you, I could be nice and write out the chords in the key of D flat, but I'd actually rather not, because then you're just going to look at it and not really think about how to do it. So pause the recording and do the key of D flat. I walked you through it rather quickly, but go through it slower and go through each chord. Do it macroscopically first using the push pins, and then use the fleshed out bit. Okay, and then you can go back and listen to what I just did and see if you can follow along at the faster tempo, the faster pace, that is. I wasn't doing really strict tempo. So good luck with that, and you're well on your way to memorizing. And one more example.